One-third of Australians over the age of 60 are now living below the poverty line. The Global Age Watch Index has placed Australia at 17th in the world. That's four places down from last year and now behind New Zealand and Canada. Experts say that unless the federal government drastically changes some social welfare policies, the number of elderly Australians living in poverty will only increase. Lucy Carter reports.
The Global Age Watch Index is an annual snapshot of how the world's older citizens are faring. It ranks 96 countries according to the social well-being of their over 60s. Last year, Australia came in at number 13. However, this year that overall ranking has slipped to 17th, which Ian Yates, the Chief Executive of the Council on the Ageing, says is a concern.
We've slipped a little bit on employment participation, which reflects the economic situation, and we actually haven't improved really in the areas of income security, health status or an age-friendly environment. We still, in fact, 26th in the age-friendly environment stakes, particularly because older people rate public transport as not very suitable for their needs generally in Australia, which is not a surprise to us.
The health of older Australians is a standout, with a ranking of 5th in the world. The Chief Executive of the New South Wales Bureau of Health Information, Dr Jean-Frédéric Levesque, says Australia's ranking there isn't surprising.
There are a lot of positive aspects of care that are rated very well by this population in Australia. For example, we can see that New South Wales had more favourable results than 8 countries that were compared in this survey with regards to receiving a written plan about how to manage chronic condition at home, being able to know who to contact if something is not going quite well with chronic condition.
What is more of a surprise is that Australia is ranked 62nd on income security, behind countries like Tajikistan, Kyrgyzstan and Georgia. Ian Yates from the Council on the Ageing says that ranking isn't entirely a fair reflection.
This is the one little glitch we have with this particular index. It measures pension coverage at 83% in Australia. Of course, the people who don't get the pension in Australia don't because they're well off.
But Ian Yates says the report is correct in pointing out that one-third of older Australians are living below the poverty line.
On the Australian single pension, if you don't have any other income, and there are full pensioners who have little or no other income when they retire, they would fall below that poverty level. It also reflects the severe poverty of people who are 60-plus and unemployed and trying to live on Newstart, which is well under the poverty level and has quite draconian conditions attached to getting it.
Professor Hal Kendig is from the Australian National University's Centre for Research on Health and Wellbeing. He's calling on the government to initiate a full review into retirement income and superannuation.
We need some stability in the system. We need to take into account the relative advantage of what we call tax subsidies for superannuation, as well as the plight, and I would use that word plight, of tenants, especially private tenants living in the private rental market.
Professor Kendig says of particular concern are the retirement incomes of older women.
We need to comprehensively look at superannuation over the lifespan. And for women, it's particularly difficult because many have had broken labor force participation. So they're in superannuation and out of it. And they can recover the superannuation or they don't. Or they're tied to a partner who has good superannuation, or maybe they're not by the time they get to later life. That whole gender dimension is absolutely critical, and we aren't looking at it very well now.
Ian Yates from the Council on the Ageing is also calling for a better overall government plan to deal with the ageing population.
We really need to reframe this. We need to think about ageing through a different set of lenses and talk about it as an investment that we can utilise. How do we encourage and enable people to stay participating in the workforce, both the paid and volunteer workforces? Really important. How do we keep people healthy and active into older age? These are things that would have significant payoffs, but they need a coordinated set of strategies.
The World Today contacted Social Services Minister Scott Morrison for comment on this report, but received no reply.
Lucy Carter prepared that report.